Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, November the 5th and the whole week ahead. There is a really lovely aspect between Venus and Uranus, so well disposed towards one another. It's sexy, it's charismatic, it's magnetic, and certainly people will find you incredibly attractive. And if you find somebody else rather fanciable, then this is the perfect day to go after somebody who catches your eye. A little bit of what you fancy, oh, it'll do you good. And here's your Sunday stars with a Moon-Mars connection in Capricorn, full of opportunity. This will really be great if you're the kind of a Taurian who's looking for a bit of adventure and a bit of a change. So it means going to different places, to what you would normally do perhaps on a Sunday. It's taking a chance, because chances are you will meet somebody or meet people or do something that will make you realize that there is more to the world than you ever imagined. And here's your Monday stars. There's a Sun-Pluto aspect, but of course Pluto being in the sign of Capricorn. Now that's good for you. It's good because it is empowering, and it also means that there's certain things that are going to happen in your life, maybe over the next couple of days, which are unavoidable. But don't let that worry you, because it's almost as though you're destined to do something, destined to meet someone. It's as though fate draws somebody into your orbit and all is good as a result. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the moon is now in Aquarius, and for you this means a very good day to pursue ambitions or anything connected with your career. As I look along the aspects, there's only one difficult one, and it's only to Mercury. So that just means don't count your chickens before they're hatched. But what it also means is to strive towards doing those things you want to do. They say a change is as good as a rest, and I think I've used that line for you earlier this week. But if I haven't, then a change is as good as a rest. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now Mars moves into your 10th house. Check that out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in the 10th is about your career. This is the start of a brand new two-year period where your career and your ambitions will mean everything. You need to focus yourself now towards a goal, towards a target, something that you can achieve. And over the next 2 years, this can bring success into your life in a professional venture. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon in Pisces, we're talking about enjoying yourself with friends and friendships in general. Some of you may want to join a club or a group or some kind of society, because you will prosper when you're with people who understand you and you will understand them. But there's a changing of the guards here in friendships. So some of the old guard will go, but welcome in the new guys and gals, because they're going to be very good for you. And here's your Friday stars. The moon has now moved into Aries. This isn't too bad a placement for you, although it is indicative for you personally to have difficulties perhaps with your sleeping patterns or just not being able to concentrate. That's because you need new things to do. And as I've already said, you're in the beginnings now of a new career phase. So maybe your mind is wandering. The only thing I'm going to say is don't take your problems to bed with you. Otherwise, you'll never get up. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.